the same, then explain why your kiss is so cold.
Blues. I'm tired of being you. I'm gonna record from the Commodores and something called Sail On. Do you like the way I sort of link those two records together? That's what the professionals call a segue, you see. Oh, I'm too good for this place. We'll get an headache now. And immediately before that one was the Sanford and Townsend Band and something called Smoke from a Distant Fire, who I shall play for Mr. Porter, who will hopefully be listening to a recording of this tape when I send it to him out there in Newcastle. Right, a record which I think is absolutely, I won't say it, it's very good, is I Want to Be Free, from a lady who whose hair is rather a strange colour. I saw her on Top of the Pops last Thursday. And I play this one for Susan Garrett because she dislikes it intensely. Girl. That's Toya. And that's what it's called, I Wanna Be Free. Well, just over 22 minutes left to go on the program. First time check of the day. And as Mr. Dale's looking at the title of the record, I shall now let him introduce the next one.
Ah, well, that, yes. Can I just say, we're nice to be out of the
No,
diamonds.
You can't.
Oh, right. Next record's by B.A. Robertson. I think it was his first hit. Was it called Knocked It Off?
Hey, Daniel.
Application. I'm an overnight sensation, the king of rock.
Available for parties, bar mitzvahs and charities. Do another session, I'll be carried off. I have my creativity, think of my sensitivity. You know I really love my art.
You're a boring...
Knocked it off, yo, knocked it off. While I was sitting in the corner with my tracksuit off. I was hoping I'd be playing, but I never thought I'd win in the game.
Knocked it off,
yo, knocked it off.
Get up! up, I'm happy to be playing. What's that you're saying? There's got to be a limo to take me down the shops.
Shall I make a stuffer? I'm not about to rough it in some granada gear. I was top of the pops. Pop like a finger when they get a little tickle, and they get a little sick when they get a little flop.
I knocked it off, you knocked it off.
Well, I was sitting in the corner with my tracks at off. But I was hoping I'd be playing, but I never thought of winning the game.
You knocked it off,
yeah, I knocked it off. Well, I was standing in the goal under the ball that crossed. I thought I'd have a go and shit it, but I never thought I'd put it away.
To Maharajas and kings, show the door.
Robertson and Knocked It Off. Right, a very good morning to you. If you've just woken up, it's Radio Eleanor on 232 metres in Egan Wave, which is a frequency of 1296 kilohertz. And it's the Cliff Marsh Breakfast Show, and I've got, quite a time left to go here. One or two records to fit in before Ian Dale, who will be along between 8 and 9. I mean, in fact, bore you stiff, I should imagine. Mind you, we'll still get letters. Right, this is about, let me see, 10 hours out. It's from Herman Brood and his Wild Romance, and something called Saturday Nights. Good morning to you. This is the special airplay version, said posing.
Some don't, some never will.
must have been reckless driving again, because all he's got left of his car is a steering wheel. That's Herman Brood in his Wild Romance special airplay version, and something called Sassas this Saturday night. Right, just carry on with the music with this record, which is in horrible red vinyl. And it's something called Whatever Happened to Benny Santini from the album of the same name, from the fellow who is Gear. His name's Chris Rea. That rains. Same name, that's Whatever Happened to Benny Santini from Chris Rea. Well, I read out a little bit earlier on that you can get your car stickers and a station information letter and button badges from Radio Eleanor at the address of RA71 Ashford Road, Fulton Wallasey, Merseyside. Well, in fact, I haven't got a button badge myself. Have you got one, Mr. Dale?
I haven't. No, they haven't been made yet.
Oh, I see.
Why we
so
haven't got any.
When are they going to be made? Do you have any idea?
Very near future, I think. They should be available at a cost of 25 pence, which isn't a lot to ask for, really.
You're shouting again.
I know I'm shouting, so I'm looking at the levels and nobody can hear me unless I shout.
Well, do you want me to I can't turn you up, can I?
No, not anymore.
Never mind. Well, just get near to the microphone.
I can't get much near. I'll fall off my chair.
So if people send the 25 pences in, do you think we may be able to have some button badges?
Yes, in the very near future, I think, if they could perhaps hold off for a week or so on the button badges front, but the car stickers coming up even sooner than that. and the information letters. We'll have those ready in the next week or so, I should think.
Good. So hold back with the 25 pences, and you should send it in to the address that I gave you in a couple of weeks' time, we hope, and we'll send you a button badge.
Yeah,
and anyway, you can use that address to write to the Cliffmarsh Show for a request to dedicate. It's my programme, Dale.
Shut up. I just wanted to say that as regards sending money in, if you could send in 25 pence, perhaps 2 tens and a 5 sellotape to a piece of card, that would probably be the most suitable way of doing it. All right.
With a piece of card either side, otherwise people will start feeling the envelopes and they'll know it's 25 pence.
Well, yes.
Yes, so there we are. Continuing with the night theme, this is Bob Seger and those Hollywood nights. Good morning to you.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own. She took his hand and she led him along that golden beach. They watched the waves tumble over the sand. They drove for miles and miles of those twisting, turning roads. Higher and higher and higher they climbed. That morning he woke up alone. He spent all night staring down at the lights of L.A., wondering if he could ever go home.
Bob Seger and his Silver Bullet Band and those Hollywood nights. Nobody ever writes about Wallasey, do they? Hardly surprising though, is it? I mean, be fair, I don't eat squirrels. Right, don't forget that if you've got nothing to do between 7 and 8 tomorrow morning, I know you've got to sleep, but I shall be on the air for the breakfast show again, Radio Eleanor, Stop Moaning in the Background, Dale. And if you remember, at the start of the programme, I in fact started with Donna Summer and On My Honour? No? I can't remember. Never mind. Anyway, she'll play another one from Donna Summer. Programme Planning, it's called. And this is called Bad Girls. Yes? Just hold on a minute, I'll have a look. I'm looking, just hold on a minute. I'm not sure I know what you mean.
I got what you want, you got what I need.
Oh, I see.
I'll be your baby, come and get it on me.
Do I know you? That's Donna Summer. And the second one off, I still can't remember what I started off with, and something called Bad Girls. Well, I shall see you later on, in fact, in the Ian Dale programme, because I shall be interrupting his programme, you see, since he interrupted mine. And I shall also see you, if you're about to turn off, between 7 and 8 tomorrow morning, I hope, and if not, next week, on Saturday, between 7 and 8. And if you'd like to write to us, that address again, RE71 Ashville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. So, from Cliff Marsh, take very good care of yourself. Bye-bye. Leave you with Billy Joel and something called My Life.
Got a call from an old friend, we used to be real close. Said he couldn't go on the American way.
£100 in war gratuities and 30 new pence for the fanfare.
Mornings, me again, Dale on the radio. Radio Eleanor, the sound of free radio to Merseyside and the North West, 232 metres on the medium wave, that's a frequency of 1296 kilohertz. Andy and Dale in the chair through till 9 o'clock this morning, when I'm followed by Phil Weston, and thanks very much to Cliff Marsh for the last hour of good music here on Eleanor.
That's quite alright.
You sure?
Yes, I am.
Are you going to come back and do it tomorrow?
Oh, yes, I think so.
That's extremely generous of you.
Radio Eleanor, you're in tune with Ian
Dale. Here goes.
Oh!
McCartney and the band Wings. That one's called Girls' School. And it came out with Mull of Kintyre on the other side. Well, I'm not playing that one, it's rubbish. Got a couple of letters to read out this morning, so stay tuned for that. And don't forget, if you'd like to write to either myself or Mr. Marsh, well, the address is RE71 Asheville Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. Anything you'd like to add to that, Mr. Marsh?
Yes, please write to me.
Oh, that sounds fair enough. Please write to Mr. Marsh. He's not getting enough, that is. Letters.
Letters,
letters that is. Sorry about that.
Lettuce.
Lettuce?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a tortoise. There's a lad at work who does an incredible impression of a tortoise eating. You really must see it sometime. Oh, you couldn't on the radio, could you? This is the latest single from Kim Wilde, written by Ricky and Marty Wilde. This is called Checkered Love. Kim Wilde and a record which is called Checkered Love. We've already had a lot of pop-type music on the show this morning, so I think we'll put that right to rights now and have something a wee bit heavier, you know, some head-banging music. Here's Black Sabbath.